Look at Matan Torah as if every single day Shayudivrei Torah Chadoshim Olecha Kilu Hayoyim Nitnu. Okay, let's see with the Targum. Targum Pascal says, Targum says, B'yarcha Tilisa in the third month, L'mipach B'nei Yishol Me'aro D'mitzroyim B'yoyimo Hodein on this day Asoy L'midberos D'sina they came Midmar Sinai. Okay, so over here, what is the chiddush from this pasuk L'mipach? Over here it says in the third month, Lemipak of the going out. Yeshkam Shemitagim Hamila Tseis. I'm reading over here what it says in the commentator. Tseis Beloshna Kosov Mifkanus. Okay, I have no idea what it's saying here, so we're going to go further. Okay, so at least we learned the Rashi. The Rashi over here is telling us the Chiddush. It should have said B'yam Ahu. It says B'yam Hazeh. It's teaching us the halacha that the Torah should be Chaviv every single day as if today was the day when the Torah was given. Okay, very good. Pasuk Beis, Vayisu Merifidim. They traveled from Merifidim, Vayovohu, and they arrived in Midbar Sinai. Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yishol Neged Hohar. Remember, Refidim was the location where the Milchama of Amalek took place. So here they traveled from Milchemes Amalek. They arrived in the Midbar of Sinai. Vayachanu Bamidbar, they encamped in the desert, Vayichan Sham, and they encamped there, Yisrael Neged Hor, opposite the mountain. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Beis. Vayisu, they traveled, Merifidim, Lamo Hutzrach Lachza Ulufaresh Mehechon Nosu. Why is it necessary for the Pasuk to tell us from where they traveled from? The Aloy Kvar Kosav Sheberifidim Hayuchan. We already know they were doing Refidim, but Yedua Shemisham Nosu, Elul Hakash Nisiyasan, the Refidim, Lubiyas Lamidbar Sinai. Ma, Biyasan Lamidbar Sinai bit the Shuva. Just like when they came to Midbar Sinai, they did Teshuva. How do we know that? How do we know they did Teshuva? How do you know that? Ma Biyasan, when they arrived in Midbar Sinai, bit Teshuva. Af Nisiyasan Merifidim was bit Teshuva. How do we know they did Teshuva? I do not know how this where the source is Rashi. Okay, so it's telling us over here that when they left Refidim, they did Teshuva. Why is that important to know that when they left Refidim, they're going from Refidim to Har Sinai? And in both of these parts of the journey, the departure from Refidim to the arrival at Har Sinai, both of them were done when the Jewish people were repenting. How do we know that? Because for some reason, it's a given, I don't know how this is, when they came to Sinai, they did Teshuva. And since the two are juxtaposed, they're compared one to the other, it's telling us that when they left Refidim, they also did Teshuva. What's the purpose of knowing that? I don't know. Okay, let's read more Rashi's. We'll come back, maybe we'll come back, we'll see this soon. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad. Here it says Vayichan, not Vayachanu. Why does it say the word Vayichan? Vayichan over here is telling us Bloshen Yochid, they encamped as one person. Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Aval Shor Kol HaChanuyos, all other encampments, Bitar Umois Uvimachloikis. Here it was Ki Ish Echad Vayichan Ad Vayachanu Belev Echad. But all other of their encampments was complaints and machloikis. This is the only time when the entire journey in the desert that the Klal Yisrael behaved themselves. They encamped neged har. What does it mean neged? L'mizrachoy. V'chomokam sha'ata moitzi neged panim la'mizrach. Rashi is telling us a principle. The word neged means you're facing the east side of the mountain. Why is that important to know which side they faced? I don't know. It must be important. All right, now let's look over here at the Targum Pasuk Beis. I don't think we're going to have much comment. There's no commentator over there. Shocking. There's such a big pasuk. There's no comment over here in the commentator. But at least let's read the Targum. Unitalu. The word unitalu means they traveled. Merifidim. From Refidim. V'aso, they came l'midbira. This Sinai. Ushiro. And they encamped. B'madbara, in the Midbar. Ushara Tamon Yishol Lekavel, opposite to, they encamped there opposite the mountain. Okay, that's all it says here. Pasuk Gimel. U'Moshe, Allah El Hu'Elokim, Moshe ascended the mountain. He went up, El Hu'Elokim. He went up to Hashem. Vayikra Elav Hashem, and Hashem spoke to him, Min Hohar, Leymar, saying, koi somar lebeis leveis Yaakov, so shall you say to the base of Yaakov v'sageid, and so shall you relate levnei Yisrael. Okay, so what's the deep meaning of this pasuk gimel? Moshe Allah, Moshe ascended. When did he ascend? Bayom Hasheni. V'chol aliyosav behashkama hayu. All of his ascents were during the early morning. Shenemar vayashke Moshe beboiker. So the first day of Chodesh Nisan, they arrived at the foot of the mountain. On the second day, early in the morning, Moshe went to Ho Elokim. And then Yudke Vavke called out to him. Moshe went to Elokim, is Midas Adin. And then Hashem, after he went up to Elokim, Hashem called out, Elov Hashem, Yudke Vavke. The same pasuk was shifting Hashem's name from Ho Elokim to Hashem, from the mountain, saying, Koisomar, Beloshon, Hazer, Uchasedr, Hazer, Raj, is two things. In this language and in this order. Order is critical. Leves Yaakov. Okay, so this is the makar of why every girls' school in Orthodox Jewry is called the Beis Yaakov. Why is every girls' school in the Klal Yisrael called the Beis Yaakov? This Rashi. Koisomar, Leves Yaakov. Rashi. Elu Hanoshim. These are the women. Toimar lohen, say to them, Beloshin Raka. The word kois soimar amira means gently. The sageid is harshness. Hagod agid, a sinew, it's harsh. The sageid livnei Yisrael, einshon, tell them the punishments. The dikdukin, perush lizuchorm, explain all of the punishments and the fine points of Judaism to the males. Devarim hakoshin kigidin, matters that are hard like a gid, like a sinew. A gid is a vein or a muscle in the body. It's hard. If you want to eat it in the animal, it's not. It's hard. It's hard. The gid hanoshe. Some say it's not even edible. It's so hard. All right. So this one's over here in this pasuk. Let's see if you say the targum. There's also almost no commentator over here in the targum. Moshe Seleik, he went up Likadom Hashem, Ukuro Lay Hashem min to the mountain, Lememar, Kindan, like this, Tamar, you shall say, Lebeis Yaakov, Usichave, you shall relate, Levnei Yisrael. Okay, so you have two words over here. Essentially, you have two words. You have the Amira is Lememar, and Dibur is Usichave. Usichave. All right, fine. Going further, Pasuk Dalet. I have nothing to say because there's no comments here. So nothing to talk about because I'm not going to make up my own things. Pasuk Dalet. Atem Re'isem. And over here, Hashem is telling Moshe to say exactly these words in this order. So the first thing is, Atem Re'isem, you witnessed Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim, what I have done to Egypt. And we know of Blazer. What does it mean? Lemitzrayim over here. We should look at the targum right away. Pasuk Dalet, it says Lemitzrayim to the Egyptian people, to the people, not to the nation. When it says Lemitzrayim, Atoris Atemrisem Asher sees what I've done Lemitzrayim to the Egyptian people. Voeso eschem, I carried you al kanfei, the wings of Nishorim. V'avi eschem Eloi, and I brought you to me. Okay, this is a very mystical pasuk. What does it mean? Hashem put us on the wings of eagles? Where do we find in the pasuk that Hashem put us on the wings of eagles and brought us to Him? Where do we find that? I don't think we do. So it has to be interpreted figuratively that HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously saved us and brought us in record time. Kefitzas HaDerech Tahar Sinai. Let's see what it says over here in the Rashi, Pasuk, Dalid. Atem risem, loy misoires hibiyatchem. There's not a tradition. V'loy bidvorim mishagir lochem. I'm not sending you a letter, words, to tell you something. Loy be'edim ani meir alechem. I'm not bringing witnesses. Ela atem risem, you witness firsthand asher asisi l'mitzroyim. Al kama averos hayu chayav mli koydem shenizdavgu lochem. The Egyptians were guilty of many sins before they met you. V'loy nifrati mehem ela al yedchem. Okay, now this is an amazing Rashi. Rashi over here, this is one of the very important Rashis that is used. Da malachoshev liapikores. Okay, when it comes to other religions, when it comes to this is an historical record, Christianity, Islam, and I don't know all the other religions. This we always say this over in the Shir is these religions are based upon. It's just shocking how people get away with this. Is one man says, trust me, God came to me in a vision and he told me what to do. Trust me. No one saw nothing. God came to me. And if you don't believe me, then I'll kill you. Klal Yisrael, this Rashi says it all. You, every single member of Klal Yisrael, witnessed the miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people in Egypt. There are 600,000 witnesses. And these witnesses gave this over to their children and their children to their grandchildren. It all comes from not testimony. It all comes from being there, part of the experience. There's nothing to deny. I didn't send you a letter. I didn't bring witnesses to testify that it happened. I didn't. It's not a tradition. Rashi says, "Lo misaris hibiyetchem." I'm not telling you words. I'm sending you a letter. Then Rashi is part two, and that is the Egyptians should have been wiped off the face of the earth for other abominations. What were the other sins that they've done? It doesn't say, but it says over here in this Rashi that the nation of Egypt was an evil nation, and they were terrible sinners, and they did terrible averos. And yet Hashem never punished them. Hashem let them get away with it. But when they came and they met up with Klal Yisrael and they made trouble for Klal Yisrael, then Hashem let out his anger on them. I punish them only because of what they've done to you. Okay, that requires a lot of understanding. Why is that so? Why wouldn't Hashem punish them? Because of they did averos. If the Egyptian people were wicked people, and like the generation of Noah, Hashem destroyed the entire world. So why didn't Hashem destroy Egypt the same way Hashem destroyed the world? So maybe you'll answer, is because Hashem made a bris with the world after the Mabul. Hashem said, I'm not going to destroy the world. Is that what you want to say? The only reason why Hashem punished these nations was because of what they've done to us. But as far as what they do to each other, and as far as the terrible crimes, what they do amongst themselves, Hashem is not going to punish. Why not? I don't know. How could that possibly be? Hashem is maybe, but we have to take that, you know, understand what it means exactly, because of the Mabul. After the Mabul, Hashem said that I'm not going to destroy the world because of the sins of man. Maybe something along those lines. Okay, this is an amazing Rashi, and then it says next Rashi, Vo'esa eschem zehayoyim shabo Yisrael l'ramses shahoyu Yisrael mifuzorim b'chol eretz goyshen. We'll have to see that in a few moments. But here's another very important principle in this Rashi. Rashi over here says that the element of the Kanfei Nisharim, according to Rashi, was before we left Egypt. Egypt is a very, very big place. And our departure took place in Ramses. Ramses was the location where we left from. We left from Ramses. Now to get to Ramses, everyone is scattered throughout the entire country. It's like in America. Make believe we're all going to leave America. The whole cloud, every Jew in America should meet in Orlando. Okay, there's a big, big plane waiting to take the whole Klal Yisrael. We're going to leave together from Orlando to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yisrael, you have 15 minutes to get there. How in the world can the Jews in New York get to Orlando in 15 minutes? How can the Jews in California, the Jews in Atlanta, the Jews in New Jersey? Are there Jews in New Jersey? I'm not sure. How about the Jews in Arizona? There's a Sephardic rabbi there. I know him. I forgot his name. Ben Shushan. How are the Jews going to get from all the parts of the United States to Orlando in 15 minutes to depart? And the answer is the kanfei nesharim. When it says in this pasuk vo esa eschem al kanfei nesharim vo avi eschem eloi, according to Rashi, that's referring specifically to the departure location of Pisaim. I'm sorry, of Ramses. That is what it's referring to. It's not referring to the departure to come to Har Sinai or any other part of the departure. It's referring specifically to get to Ramses. It's a very important Rashi. Again, one more time, the words. They were scattered. B'chol eretz goyshen. In a short time, kishabo lisa v'lotzeis nikbitzu kulam l'ramseis, period. And then he goes unglis, which we'll see in a certain moment. It's going to be a grammar thing of unglis thing. Va'atelis yoschoin k'mo v'asiyaschem dignes adibo devderachav l'malam al kanfei nesharim ki nesher noisei goyzov al kinafav. I brought you like a nesher who carries its children on its wings. Shakol shachoifos noisnim es b'neim bein ragleim. All creatures carry their children. They carry their children between their feet. All creatures, all birds, they carry below, underneath. Why? Why do all creatures, birds, carry their children underneath, not on top? They're afraid of the nesher. Not only that, but another bird, sheporeach al gabeihem, they are afraid that there's a bird on top of them that's higher up, will see the children and will swoop down and chop the children. Therefore, all birds, because they're afraid of what's on top of them, they keep their children underneath them. A nesher is not afraid of what's above, because a nesher is the highest bird. It's the highest bird. Shema, the only one that he's afraid of is man. That maybe a man will shoot an arrow and kill it. That's why Hashem takes the nesher. The nesher takes its children, puts it on top. He's not afraid from above. Only afraid of what's below. Oimer, the bird says, "Mutav yikones achetz bi v'aloi bebonai." Af ani osisi kain. I've done the same thing. Vayisa malach halakim vayavo bein machane mitzrayim v'ahoyu mitzrayim. So Hashem did the same thing. Af ani osisi kain vayisa malach halakim haolech vayavo bein machane mitzrayim v'ahoyu mitzrayim zarkim chitzim v'avne belister ois. They threw arrows and stones. V'anon mekam, and the cloud was makabel. Was makabel the arrows and the stones to prevent them from injuring Klal Yisrael. I notice we have over here really a stira, because in this Rashi, when it talks about the kanfei nesharim, it's speaking about an event that took place after we left Egypt. And when it says vo'eso eschem, I carried you, Rashi says that's speaking about an event that took place before we left Egypt. So you have one metaphor, that Hashem carried us on the wings of a nesher. Rashi first says the carrying represents coming together in Ramses to one location to get together for our departure. And then it says the kanfei nesharim is describing what took place after we left, until we came to the Yam. We came to the Yam, we were being chased from behind us. So the Amud He'onon that was in front of us went behind us to intercept the Iron Dome, to intercept all of the missiles and arrows that our enemy was shooting at us. So Rashi is vacillating between the moment of when this took place. Did this take place? Before we left, or did this metaphor of the kanfei nesharim take place after we left? Rashi over here seems to be going between the two. I don't know, that's what it says. I brought you to me, Kitargumai. Okay. By the way, Derech Agav is a drush, the nesher. You know, there are four different categories of birds that are not kosher. In order to be a kosher bird, you have to have four simonim to be a kosher bird. What are the four simonim? You have to have a zepek, you have to have an etzba yisera, an extra toe. You have to have a zepek. A zepek is a storage food storage facility, the cork of on the grinder of the food inside has to be peeled, and the bird may not be a predator. Okay, four things a bird needs to be a kosher bird. Number one, an extra toe. Number two, it has to have what's called a zepek. A zepek is basically a stomach where the animal stores the food for long term. Number three, it has to, the korkovan, the grinder inside where it grinds up the food, it has to be peeled. You have to be able to peel it, whatever that means. And then, the most important thing, it cannot be a predator. Among the birds, there are some birds that have some of the kosher simanim, but not all. Unless you have all four, it's not kosher. Some birds are not so bad. Some birds have an extra toe, but they're predators. Or some birds have two simanim. They have an extra toe, and their korkovan is peeled, but they don't have a zepek, and they don't have their predators. Some are not predators. The Gemara says, almost every single bird in the world has some redeeming quality. There is only one bird in the world that has no redeeming quality. All four strikes against it, and that is the Nesher. The Nesher is the ultimate non-kosher bird. It does not have an extra toe. It does not have a zepek. Its korkovan is not peeled, and it is a predator. It's the worst. And for that reason, many suggest that's why the eagle cannot be the Nesher. Because the eagle does have an extra toe. So since the Gemara says explicitly the Nesher, it's a pasuk. That's a Nesher. It's mentioned in the Torah. And the Gemara says the Nesher has all lacking all four kosher signs. How the eagle cannot possibly be the Nesher, because the eagle has an extra toe. But what do you take out of the Gemara? The Nesher is the worst. So I want to say al derech drush. This is an old vart. And that is, over here, the pasuk tells that the Nesher has no fear of what is above it, but is only afraid of what is below, of Adam. That's why it's completely treif. Because having no fear of what's above is symbolic. It's not afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Nesher flies the highest. It's not afraid of what's above. There's no fear of what's above it. But the Nesher is afraid that Adam, man, will shoot an arrow below it and strike it in its belly. That is why the Nesher is a treifa bird on all four accounts. Four strikes against it. Because the essence of a Nesher, as Rashi here says, has no fear what is above and only fears what is below. No fear of God, only fear of getting caught by man in this world. Okay, now, with that long Rashi, now let's see the Targum. And over here, I have over here on the my this Sefer, a whole page of commentary on this one, Pasuk. So let's first see what it says over here in the Targum. Atun chazeson, you, the Jewish people, witnessed the avadis lemitzroei, what I did to the Egyptians. So no shavu lemitzroim, Rav Lazer, lemitzroim, as we said before, lemitzroei means to the Egyptian people. Does Rashi make a comment on this? No, I don't see any comment on this. Okay, Rashi doesn't, asher si lemitzroim, he doesn't really, well, Rashi means asher isisi lemitzroim al kama averus hoichayam li koidem. Alright, you could go either way. O natelis. Now, unatelis, and then over here in my edition, they have another girsa, va'atelis. Is it vinate with a nun, or is it with a aleph? I don't know the difference. There's another yud. There's an additional yud. I have over two different choices of the word, which means I carried you. Is the Aramaic word vinatelis with a nun and a yud after the tes, or is it the atelis with an aleph and no yud after the tes? We have to see that. Yoschoin, kid. I carried Yoschoin, kid. What does that mean? Eschem, kid means it gets on. Vo'ese yoschoin, I don't know what that word is, kid. Al gatfe, the wings of nishrin, of eagles. Vikore vis yoschoin luf. Someone's getting me very scared of it. Someone's coughing over here in the bathroom very loud. I hope this guy's okay. Kukola Tzola, this guy here. I don't know. The Kare Vis. Oh, is that coming out? It's coming out now. 1 second. The Kare Vis Yoschon Lefulchoni. And I brought him near me for my service. Okay, so let's see over here what it says over here in Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet over here. Something's going wrong over here. It's no good. Pasuk Dalet over here in the Targum. What? You okay?
I'm okay. I had a flu 2 weeks ago. I like this lingering cough. There's a hot cup someplace here. There's one broken cup.
There's only one broken cup there?
Yeah, with the broken cup. It's from the shaker.
Wait, 1 second.
Is there another cup here? Oh,
no,
I'll get you.
I'm okay. It's not a matter. I can get to myself. It's not a matter. It's
a couple of lies.
Okay, back in business here. Okay, what is it over here, Pasuk Dalet? Vinati Lis, Vo'esa Eloshin, okay, Vinati Lis, over here it says Vinati Lis. Over here, so that over here, the commentator, it says the word Vinati Lis means Vo'asi. L'shoin shel kovoid, L'chein lo tirgim unitolis, Sheperushoi Vo'esa. The old years of Farish ain't lost in the Masa, El Losh and Harama, okay, we'll find him over here. Targum, Eskel Malu, he's in the Alkan Fin Sharm, Yeshkos Matilis, Vasia Shem, Tikin is a deep there, cover Lamalu, Kalama, Atlis, Farish Losh and Masa. I don't know what this means, you know? I don't know what this means. Let's go further. Kid. Oh! He says over here the word kid is an extra word. Ooh, look at that. Wow. Wow. V'tamo kimo kasher sharei al-kanfei nesharmuhu rak moshel. Okay, so this is something very, I think over here we've come across that was kedai just for this alone today. Okay, we in Hebrew, it seems that there's a very big difference between Aramaic and Hebrew. It's not really true because when I'm, but the word kid, chof dalit means like, vo'ese eschem al, I carried you, al kanfei nesharim. So, in this pasuk, the targum he adds in a whole word. Again, he says over here, atun chazeson, you have witnessed the avada avadis lemitzray, what I did to the Egyptians, vinatelis. Yoschoin, I carried you. Kid. Kid means similar. See, similar to something like Al Gadfe Nishrin. It does not say that in the Pasuk. If you take the Pasuk literally, V'eseshem Al Kanfe Nishrin means I carried you on the wings of eagles. Which means, if you want to go take this pasuk literally, and you probably will find Mefarshim that say this, that if we were in Egypt, and we looked out of the window, there was a massive bird that said, "Nu, hop on me. I'll take you where you need to go." Like some type of science fiction movie. Like, you see, you'll go, you know, with these midrash, that Shlomo HaMelech, he got on birds, and saddled birds, They have like these, you know, and they fly on birds. They have like these science fiction, whatever, these crazy movies where they show people flying on birds, these massively large, genetically engineered birds. And you get on, you hop on, and it flies. It flaps its wings and it takes you wherever you want to go. So that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. The kanfei neshama, these birds, they came down and they hop on. I'll take you where you need to go. Along comes
this process they use, the Yemenites or whatever, when they were coming to Israel in 48, 49, in the plains, or in the 50s, that they were flying on the wings of a bird.
That's what an airplane looks like, kanfei neshama. Right? An airplane, that's what it looks like. A kanfei nesharim. So along comes the Targum, and the Targum adds a word into the Pasuk. Vo'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, he was with kid. I lifted you up, and I took you on something that is similar. Kid. The word kid, it's a very, I never saw this in Targum before. I never even knew this word existed. I don't know anything. But this is new to me totally. Chav Dalet, with one dot, Chirik, kid, it means don't take the Pasuk literally. The Targum is making a blatant statement. He's not allowing this to be subject to interpretation. There were no Nesharim. There were no wings. Don't imagine anything. There were no wings. There were no nesharim. You arrived very swiftly. In record time, it was a miracle, and I protected you as if you were riding on top of me. Ki'ilu, as if make believe there was some imaginary kanfei nesharim. Don't allow yourself to imagine that there were, and that's what the word kid. It's not in the Pasuk, doesn't fit into the word of the Pasuk. No, you match up word for word, and the Targum rarely adds a word into the Pasuk. And here he's doing that. Atem nisem asher asis lim sharim vo'esa eschem, I carried you al kanfei nesharim. The words of the Targum are, atun chaze son da avidas limitzroei u'vinatelis yoschoin, I carried you, kid. Make believe, almost as if it was al gadfei nishrin. Okay, that's a very beautiful limud over here that not come across before. All right, next he goes on to say, v'kar re vis yoschein leful choni, I brought you near my service. Now that's not the little pshat in the pasuk. The Targum over here pulled a fast one on us. It says v'avi eschem eloi, I brought you to me. Targum says, I brought you to my service, not to me, I brought you to a situation where you will serve me. Now this is consistent, 1000% consistent with the Targum's approach. Never ever dare make believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam has anything physical about him. It's consistent. That I brought you to me, I'm not your buddy. I'm not your buddy. Me and you, we got nothing in common. Make no mistake. It means I brought you to serve me. He takes out any remes, any shemetz, any tinge of physicality, or even just a metaphor of physicality to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, this fits perfectly with his whole approach, which every pasuk is like this, and that's why he has to change the words. I brought you to me, Eloi, leful choni, to my service. Now when you have something like that, you go look back in Rashi. Let me first read over here what it's over here in the commentator. I mean, that's what Hashem told Moshe, when I take you out of Egypt, you're going to bring you to Har Sinai to serve me. Aval Ramban Kosav, Vavi Eschem, Eloi, Hu El Mokam Kivoidi. Look at that. According to the Ramban, Eloi means to the mountain. It means to a physical location. The Shechina is resting on top of Har Sinai. I brought you to this physical location.
But Rashi says this word should be understood red is rendered by oculus. He agrees with oculus.
Oh. So right. Here, right, here he's coming. Here, right, okay, very right. So we have to go back to right. Let me just finish up, then we'll come back. Right, Unkle Shatirgim Ukirivas Lefulchoni Derek Kovach Lamaila Tofasli Atzmai Kolamaloi Boim Hashem Ella Oivdim Lefonov, like we explained. Divra Targum Nusachatvila Bemusav Shosh Shugolim Vikerav Tonim Alkeinu La Avoido Secha. Okay, so we have over here Vikerav Tonim Alkeinu La Avoido Secha. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying over here that when you say in the Musaf, it's really taken from this pasuk. Vo'avi eschem eloi lefi the pshat of Unkelis and not the pshat of the Ramban. How could the everything in the Musaf of the Tefillah is taken from Chumash, taken from Tanakh? So he says v'keraftanu malkeinu la'avoidosecha. Where? Show me. Where do you find anywhere in Tanakh that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us near his service? Where? Right here. In this pasuk, only lefi the parish of Unkelis. Vo'avi eschem eloi. I picked you up and I carried you al kanfei nesharim. Vo'avi eschem, and I brought you eloi. Targum. Not physically to me. I don't have any physicality. Not to Har Sinai. But to my service. I brought you to my service. Lepul choni. Oh, that's the makor of the Nusach HaTfilah on the Sholosh HaGolim. V'keravtonim Malkeinu la'avodosecha. Unbelievable. V'keravtonim Malkeinu la'avodosecha. V'chein al das ha'targim oimrim v'hagodo. Oh, look at this. Ilu kervanu lifnei har Sinai. V'loi nosan lanu es ha'toyroh. Okay, so that L'choy was through the Ramban. Ilu Kervanu, you Hashem brought us to Kervanu brought us near to Har Sinai. Where does it say that Hashem brought us to Har Sinai? This pasuk, Vo'avi eschem Eloi, according to the Ramban. The Ramban means Eloi to me, I brought you to my physical location where my Shechina is resting to Har Sinai. That fits much better with the Ramban's translation of this pasuk than with Unkelis' translation of this pasuk. All right, now let's go back to Rashi, as you mentioned. Now with all this comes from the Unkelis, let's see the Rashi again. Rashi, Atem Risem, Loim, okay, we went this with the Loim service that we did before. Okay, the Targum doesn't really talk about that part. That part doesn't really talk about that. Vo'eses chem zayom shabo yishol lamat l'ramseis, shol yishol b'kei mufuzorim. Okay, then
the last.
Al kanfei nisharim. Okay, the last is v'avi eschem kitar gumoy v'avi eschem eloi to serve me kitar gumoy. Why does Rashi have to say kitar gum? Don't we always have everything we're learning over here is based on the principle that Rashi, if he does not comment, he agrees to the targum. So we once had this idea. We have to figure out this issue, that when Rashi says kitar gumoy. I once try to prove this. I don't know if it's correct or not. When Rashi says kitar gumay, what he means is the Targum and I fundamentally disagree how to translate the word, but the concept is the same. Because if Rashi thoroughly agrees with the Targum, Rashi does not need to say kitar gumay. When Rashi says kitar gumay, what Rashi means to say is we disagree. The Targum, you say what you want to say, and I'm going to say what I want to say. However, there is no nafgamina in the message of the pasuk. 99% of the time, when Rashi and the Targum disagree as far as the translation, the result is a different pshat in the pasuk. You have a different parish in the pasuk. The pasuk has a whole different new pshat. Rarely, when Rashi and the Targum disagree on the translation, it doesn't make a difference. The maskana, the concept that comes out, is exactly the same. So I want to suggest to you that the fact that Rashi says kitar gumoy, he's coming to disagree with the Targum of service, because that's the whole point. We always learn that Rashi always wants to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu some physicality, a metaphor. There's a yad, there's a zroya. There is Rashi, like the classic, entirely mochem be Gan Eden. I'm going to walk with you in Gan Eden. Rashi is very embracing of the idea that that Hashem should feel like you're his buddy. And the Targum, mikotze el kotze, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So here when the Targum says, I brought you near my service, Luchai Rashi holds, no, not service. I brought you to the mountain. But Rashi says, ki Targumoi. Even though we disagree, Rashi's going to say, it means, Rashi's going to learn that it means, I brought you to the mountain, and the Targum says, to my service, but the bottom line is, it's all the same. It doesn't make a difference if you're coming to the mountain. The purpose of coming to the mountain is to serve Hashem. So, I want to suggest that this goes to prove the point. Kitarguma means we disagree on the translation because that's the whole essence of Rashi and Unkelist and these type of things. But the concept here is the same. Arab Leza, thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Mayor Appeldorf, thank you for coming. And Mordechai Mizrahi. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. All the best. Sei gesund. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. And Mordechai, how's it working out by you?